back at it with you, just having some fun today. In the small village of Buckley in Wexford County, you can find these adorable fuzzballs, better known as alpacas. I'm giving you some ideas of different things you can do on a Michigan escape, if you're so inclined. Of course, that's just south of Traverse City, just south of Interlochen, to give you an idea of where it might be. It's kind of north of Cadillac is Buckley. And if you've always wanted to see an alpaca up close, the quirky fluff balls, well, here's your opportunity. Rebecca Gill is the co-owner of Cotton Creek Farms. And these alpacas are, well, they're waiting to see you. Rebecca, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So what, just for the sake of argument, what is an alpaca? I mean, what are they related to? Who's in their family tree?
That's a great question. So alpacas are camelids, which means they are cousins to a camel or a llama or a vicuña. And they are high-end livestock that produce really high-quality fiber that's comparable to, like, cashmere.
Really? So, all right, so it's fancy wool. Is that a way to put it?
It is fancy hyperallergenic wool. That is a perfect way to put it.
Hyperallergenic, even?
Correct, yes.
So they don't shed, then?
Well, no. So I'm very allergic to, like, a sheep wool, and because of the lanolin in it, and alpaca fiber does not have lanolin, so people who have sensitive skin can wear it all day long.
Well, isn't that exciting? And so an alpaca, you know, it might look large, but once you shear them like a sheep, there's not much to them, is there?
No, they look naked.
I just meant size-wise. I mean, what's a full-grown male alpaca weigh?
A little over 100 pounds, and, you know, there's quite a bit of fleece on it. So when that does come off, they go from, you know, they can lose as much as 12 inches when they get sheared.
Right. So they go from looking formidable to looking naked, like you said. All right. So
Correct. Tell
me about your farm. I mean, alpacas, I think, were a fad for a number of years. I saw some come and go here and there, right? But you've been around for a while. Why was it so popular and then it kind of faded? Is it coming back? Where are we in the evolution of alpacaism?
So in the 80s, they became very popular as a retirement thing to do, and it was like a tax shelter, and the prices of alpacas were extremely high when they were being imported into Peru. The market fell out, and it became much more realistic, and they're starting to gain popularity again, both for their fiber as well as for family pets and for usage in the 4-H. So they're definitely gaining some popularity in recent years.
So what do you do? Tell us about your Cotton Creek Farms.
So our farm has about 60 alpacas and one llama. We breed alpacas. We sell our baby alpacas. We produce the fiber and turn that into yarn and products. We do a lot of agritourism with interactive tours. We have a 4-H group. We do boarding. So a lot of diversified income streams to make sure that our farm is profitable.
That's interesting. So you have to have diversified income streams. Otherwise, in today's world, it can be tough if you lose, as a lot of people learned over the last year, if you're not covering enough streams of revenue, you might not do okay. Why alpacas? How long have you done it? Where did they come from for you?
So we live downstate. My husband was an executive in the automotive industry, and I have owned my own small business. And a couple years ago, we decided to sell off everything we had, and we moved north to start a farm. We didn't know what we wanted to do, and we kind of stumbled across the alpacas and fell in love with them. And, you know, that's kind of how we got into it. And, you know, we really enjoy not just the alpacas themselves, but really the interaction that they have with people of all ages, because ours are really friendly, interactive, in addition to, you know, producing the fiber. And that's been really fun for us. And, you know, it kind of drove us to dive further into the industry.
And apparently your husband bought you alpaca socks, and that changed the world.
You know what? That's the funniest thing. He did buy me some, and I'm a little bit of a snob in certain areas. And I was like, wow, this isn't just all hype. These are really great.
Wait. You're a sock snob.
Well, I'm a snob in certain ways. I could be referred to as high maintenance, even though I am technically a farmer.
So tell me about, all right, what about the maintenance of these animals? Obviously, you allow tours. The people can come see these animals. But what is involved with maintaining an alpaca herd? Obviously, in the winter, they must grow a nice coat. They're probably pretty weather resistant. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so alpacas are actually easier to raise than a family dog. You know, you have to have shelter and fencing for them, but they typically, you know, spend most of their time outside. They're low. They're financially low money to keep. They're only like $250 a year to care for. That includes all of the shearing and their feed and, you know, and vet activity. They have communal dung piles, so they kind of like create their own litter box, and they're very smart and trainable. So when you compare them to like a sheep or, you know, a high maintenance dog, they're really easy to care for. You know, even when we have like 10 or so, my mother-in-law would come and watch them for the weekend for us. It's a little bit different now that we have about 60, but, you know, overall, just a really nice livestock animal to keep and to raise.
And there you go. If you want to find out more, you can go to cottoncreekfarms.com, cottoncreekfarms.com. I've been exploring your website while we've been talking, by the way. And you have good socks. It helps for diabetes and Raynaud's disease and some other things. And a whole bunch of information. It's a very good website, by the way. It's first class.
Thank you. My small business is website design and search optimization, so I have a little bit of a head start on those farms.
you're getting it done because this is a fabulous website and easy to navigate. And anybody that wants to find out more, go to cottoncreekfarms.com. cottoncreekfarms.com. You find out about the socks that Rebecca got. Rebecca Gill, the co-owner of Cotton Creek Farms. Congratulations on a successful launch of a new business. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Greatly appreciate you being here.
My pleasure.
There you have it. All right, everybody, that's it. Rebecca Gill, co-owner, Cotton Creek Farms. Again, cottoncreekfarms.com. It is a great website. And it's something to do in northern Michigan. Let's be honest. Everybody wants to be in northern Michigan. In fact, I'm tucked away on the farm on the secret studios right now of northern Michigan because that's where people want to be in the summertime. Some final thoughts for this hour after the break.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. patriotfoods.com.